Nevada real estate headlines. Nevada County public records now searchable via NIDR online platform. NIDR online provides access to Nevada public records, including property tax and assessor information for the county. Real estate professionals in NV can leverage this centralized database to quickly verify property details, tax status, and ownership history during transactions. Bookmark this resource for fast Nevada property record lookups. /publicrecords.netline.com/state/county/Nevada. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada Public Records Directory, now online for property research. A centralized online directory of Nevada public records is now available for accessing property-related documents and government filings. Real estate professionals in NV can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and research liens or encumbrances without visiting multiple county offices. Bookmark /publicrecords.netronline.com/state/NV to quickly access NV public records during transactions and listings. Nevada Real Estate Headlines. Nevada Realtor Commission rates hold steady at 5.71% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Nevada is 5.71%, roughly matching the national average of 5.70%. For Nevada real estate professionals, this data provides a current benchmark for commission structures and competitive positioning in the local market. Review the full Nevada Commission survey data at https://averagerealestatecommissionrate.nevada/. Nevada Real Estate Headlines, Average Realtor Commission Rates in Nevada, 2026 update for NV Pros. A new report breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Nevada and explores strategies to reduce costs. Understanding commission trends helps Nevada real estate professionals position their value and stay competitive in the local market. Review the full commission breakdown at a full commission breakdown, realestatewitch.com. Average badge real estate commission in Nevada slash. Nevada real estate headlines. Las Vegas average commission holds at 5.71%. 2026 agent survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found that the average real estate commission rate in Nevada is 5.71%, with analysis of how Las Vegas realtor fees work and potential savings. Commission benchmarks directly affect how NV agents structure their pricing, negotiate with sellers, and position against competitors in the Las Vegas market. Review the full commission breakdown and savings strategies at the source link. Nevada Real Estate Updates. Douglas County Assessors Online Services streamline NV property research. Douglas County offers centralized online access to property and tax services, including parcel maps, assessments, business declarations, exemptions, and address changes. NV real estate professionals can expedite due diligence and client service by leveraging these digital tools for Douglas County property transactions. Bookmark the assessor's portal for quick access to parcel data and assessment records. https://douglascountynv.gov/governments/departments/assessor/assessors-online-services. Nevada Real Estate Updates. Las Vegas launches online building permits for streamlined NV development. The City of Las Vegas now offers building permit applications and management through an online portal. NV real estate professionals can accelerate project timelines by submitting permits digitally rather than in person. Explore the online system at the source URL to integrate digital permitting into your workflow. Nevada Real Estate Updates, Pershing County NV, see source. Learn more at https://www.pershingcountynv.gov/government/assessor-property-records-HP. Nevada Real Estate Updates, Las Vegas Building and Offsite Permits, what NV real estate pros need to know. The City of Las Vegas provides information on building permits and offsite permits for construction and development projects. Understanding permit requirements is essential for NV real estate professionals managing development timelines, property transactions, and client expectations in Las Vegas. Review current building and offsite permit requirements at the City of Las Vegas portal before your next project. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets? The delinquency report? What percent of owners are behind? And any pending litigation? A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule: the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.